This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed home to Washington from the Middle East Thursday with no new deal in hand for a ceasefire in the four-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza or release of any more hostages held by the militants. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Blinken, on his sixth peace mission to the region, met this week with officials in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Qatar, as well as Israel, working to craft a potential ceasefire deal. Hamas reportedly received it positively and offered a response, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly rejected. He said the proposal would leave the militants in control of the Gaza Strip and called it delusional, and said Israeli forces would continue fighting to win what he called an absolute victory. In spite of that, while still in Israel, Blinken said based on all his meetings, he remains optimistic.
What I can tell you about these discussions is that while there are some clear non-starters in Hamas's response, we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached, and we will work at that relentlessly until we get there.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Supreme Court sounds broadly skeptical of efforts to keep Donald Trump off this year's presidential ballot, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The court heard landmark arguments over a Colorado ruling that Trump engaged in insurrection and is ineligible for a White House return. But the justices questioned whether Trump can be disqualified. From liberal Elena Kagan.
I think that the question that you have to confront is why a single state should decide who gets to be president of the United States.
To conservative Chief Justice John Roberts, who worries a ruling against Trump would prompt efforts to disqualify candidates in other states.
And some of those will succeed.
A definitive ruling for Trump would largely end efforts to keep his name off the ballot. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at VOA.